To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Caller number 10 at 800-636. You're winning a pair of tickets to Leonard Skinner and Foreigner. Double Trouble, Double Vision Tour, Saturday, July 25th, Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan, brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. And in that consultation, mention us, and they're going to give you a discount on the work they do. KMLawyers.com. Commanders Vikings on Sunday, 2 days out. Washington trying to halt a 7-game losing streak. Minnesota trying to win for the first time in its last 5. Something's got to give. Let's scout the Vikings. To talk about the Vikings, their play-by-play broadcaster, Paul Allen, joins us now. Paul, it is great to catch up with you and talk to you again. You won't remember, but I've come to the booth to say hello a couple times. I'm a massive fan of yours as a play-by-play, Mark. I love the energy you bring, the way you call games. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. How are you?
Hey, that's fantastic. Thank you very much for the kindness. And if you guys don't mind, may I riff for about 45 seconds before we talk about these juggernauts meeting at 1 Eastern and noon Central?
I mean, the league just can't wait for this one. Go ahead. Yeah, why not?
First and foremost, with Leonard Skinner and Foreigner, I'm just wondering, are Rick Springfield and the Monkees together? Like, are those tickets not available? Secondly, what, and that's my age group, too, so I'm sure I would enjoy the music. What's your producer's first name?
Daris is back in studio.
Yeah, I want to credit him, and here's why. Because I do a fair amount of these during the football season. And producers that call the guests 45 seconds or less before the bit are few and far between. Your producer gets it, because I can't tell you how many times I'm going on a radio station and I'm like, I don't need a car. I don't want to hear about your Tulsa, Oklahoma car dealership or this penis enhancement stuff or whatever. So I want to credit your producer for doing what he does. And finally, it's always an opportunity, it's a fantastic opportunity, not only to join you guys, but to come back to this market. I am an Oxon Hill, Maryland native. I went to Apple Grove Elementary. I went to Lord Baltimore Junior High School, was set to go to Friendly High School, and then we moved to California. But, I mean, I started playing basketball back there, went to a Lefty Drizel basketball camp in College Park. And these were the formative years of my sports fandom, with going to the Capitol Center with Dick Motta and Elvin Hayes and the Bullets, and RFK with like Billy Kilmer and Ken Houston and Chris Hamburger. So it's always great to come back home.
Well, it's awesome to have you on, and as I said, it's just great to hear your pipes on this show, Paul Allen, who calls Vikings games, and I. More so than I knew. I knew you had some time in this area, but didn't know local ties rolled that deep. So very, very cool. Appreciate a few minutes. So let's look ahead to this matchup. I want to get your thoughts first on J.J. McCarthy. Has it been as bad as everyone's making it out to be?
Well, I mean, I can't speak for everyone, you know, but what I see and what I hear and what I know, it hasn't been as close to as good as I think McCarthy and the coaching staff felt it would be at this stage. Now, I mean, when you're completion percentage is in the 50s and you got more interceptions than touchdowns. And in your first game, granted you win it, but you throw a pick six, you know, it's just topsy-turvy. And you know, that was not the case with Jaden last year. All right. So now, you know, in that quarterback class where you got all the good ones, and Drake may be the best of the bunch. Bo Nix is winning a bunch of games. Then you got Jaden, and you have JJ and Caleb and stuff like that. Well, see, the thing with McCarthy is that it's just been hard to get a hold of exactly who he is. Because in the first game, he single-handedly beats the Bears at Soldier Field by generating three touchdowns, first game of the year. Next week, home opener, we can't find a touchdown. Then we go to Ford Field with that Lions team you saw last night, and J.J. manages the game beautifully, and we beat the Lions. But, you know, then he has a concussion, and for the second time this year, he's out, but he'll be back this weekend. So I think it's atypical for the most part, outside of what Jaden Daniels did last year. It's atypical to have the ups and downs like this with a 22-year-old quarterback. We'll see where it continues this weekend. I fully expect him to start the rest of the games this year and be the starter next year.
Four in a row and 6 of 7 for Minnesota. On the bad side of things, they got off to a start where they were right in the thick of things going into their bye at 500. You know, last week was fascinating, and I'm watching this from afar, right? But
really,
when McCarthy got hurt, the initial response I saw was, wait till you see this Max Brosmer guy. You guys aren't ready for this undrafted free agent, but he's the answer.
Right.
You know, there was a lot of that. And that's a terrible matchup for any quarterback, let alone an inexperienced one. Seattle's defense, we just saw them a few weeks ago, Paul. They're incredible.
Yeah.
But that was ugly, right? Your call, by the way, of his pick six was perfect. I mean, that was so good. But, like, four interceptions, they get shut out. I mean, is it now that everyone in town goes, okay, let's go with JJ again, or is there still that whatever that faction is of going, let's see more of this guy?
Yeah, I mean, for you to think that game was fascinating, which would be akin for me to, like, putting a pickaxe in one of my ear holes. Because, I mean, who wants to get shut out? It's the first time.
To be clear, Paul, the week leading up to it fascinated me about how people talked about Brosmer. The game itself,
yeah,
not so much.
And also going against Sam Darnold, you know, who made many memories here for the Vikings last year. But it's the first time the team had been shut out since 2007. So that was four consecutive losses. All right. We haven't scored a touchdown in 8 quarters, where if they don't score a touchdown in the first quarter of this game, it's the longest touchdownless streak since the 2001 Vikings. And they were just terrible. It's the year before I started. So with Brosmer, it fits in perfectly with these kid quarterbacks, with what O'Connell, the coach of the year, fans, announcers, and the team have seen this year. It's McCarthy, you know, at times when he gets off, he's seen it a beat two or three too slowly. All right. He's not the first, but that's what's happening. Brosmer comes in after 5 years at New Hampshire and 1 year for the Gophers. He's older than McCarthy and, you know, he's just seen more than JJ. Well, O'Connell says after the game, he's seeing it too quickly, that he was processing things too quickly. So it's like, holy cow, I mean, how do you get to the middle? So, you know, I don't know how closely you guys or the fan base, like, follows the press conferences with the opponent and stories and stuff like that. But, you know, O'Connell has been pretty direct this week in saying, look, you know, we focus so much on this guy's mechanics, talking about J.J. McCarthy, and the footwork and the hips and the drop and this and that, that we're going to deal with all that in the offseason. So, yes, it matters, but B, there's just going to be some, hey, JJ, go cut loose this weekend. And I'm really excited to see what that looks like because Justin Jefferson hasn't had a game of 100 yards or more since we were in London, and that was like week 4. So, you know, yeah, Jefferson's handling it with aplomb and sheer class, but nevertheless, it's a complete buzzkill if you're like HOF talent like him.
2 catches for 4 yards at Seattle last week.
Unbelievable.
Which is preposterous. You just said something that I want to double down on, by the way. He has been my favorite player in the league outside of D.C. for years. Wide receivers of his talent don't handle years like this the way he is. What an admirable
point.
I mean, he's just kind of week to week getting grilled about your production and the quarterback play, and it's been bad, and he's just a veteran who's saying all the right things. It's been really admirable.
You know what? I'm on your side of that. And earlier in the week, or maybe late last week after the team lost to Green Bay, yeah, I staunchly disagreed with that. And I'm like, to whom much is given, much is expected. And I don't care what part of your 20s you're in. It's incumbent upon you to be mature. And it's incumbent upon you to, you know, be a leader. And if you believe in this, give life lessons to these kids who wear those 18s and love you. So, yeah, I mean, he's doing all the right things and saying all the right things. But, I mean, that's maturity. But I've heard what you said so many times. And now when you take in context how people who make that type of money experience those type of accolades and have those type of expectations, and it just completely goes sour, you're right, man, especially with receivers. A majority of them go pear-shaped. And Justin has made discretion the better part of valor, where there may have been some times that he wanted to just bust out of his skin and just say whatever, but he hasn't. He's been mature about it. He's tried to help McCarthy every step of the way.
Paul Allen on Grant and Danny getting ready. Commanders Vikings from Minneapolis on Sunday. The O-line is super banged up. I don't know who's going to be in, who's going to be out. But Darisaw, Jackson, Kelly, tackle, guard, center, all missing practice time at points this week. How much of their problems go beyond quarterback? Everybody's focusing on that.
Right.
I'm such a Kevin O'Connell fan. He was here in D.C. I've had a relationship with him. He's a great guy, and he's very smart. But just seems like there's like this offense feels broken beyond just QB. What do you see?
Well, you're hitting on fantastic points, and I mean that seriously, because O'Connell and offensive coordinator Wes Phillips, who also was with Washington, you know, they both kind of came out this week and said, look, you know, yes, he's made mistakes. And I'm paraphrasing here, certainly not speaking for the team, just paraphrasing what they've said publicly. And they both made it sound like, you know, we're putting these things together like it's calculus, working on these the technique and everything and just overwhelming the kid. So we're going to change things. And I'm curious to see what it looks like. So O'Connell and Phillips kind of took some of the brunt off what you said. And outside of that, you know, now it just basically comes down to the maturity of a man who turned 22 in January. Now, we have a defensive player named Dallas Turner, okay? Well, they drafted him in the first round last year from Alabama at age 21. And you couldn't find him with a searchlight. You know, he didn't play a ton, but holy cow, I mean, it just there were more L's than W's. Okay, early part of this year, what's up with Dallas? Andrew Van Ginkle, who's the bomb, you know, he's missing time with a neck. Turner's playing a lot. Not much is happening. But all of a sudden, the last three games, Turner is trucking offensive linemen, and he has 5.5 sacks. In fact, at age 22 for a first-round edge rusher, Dallas Turner, with his sacks, tackles, and tackles for loss at age 22, first-round edge rusher, he's in categories with Aiden Hutchinson and Micah Parsons and Roquan Smith and stuff like that. So, boom, it clicked with Dallas. It will with J.J., just nobody knows when. And to your offensive line point, yeah, I'm probably going to miss this by one, but the Vikings have had 21 different line combinations this year. Now, Darisaw and Donovan Jackson, the first rounder from Ohio State, they're questionable into this game. I can argue Christian Darisaw is the most important player on this team. And the reason is because I know what happens when he doesn't play, and I know what happens when he does play. He's fantastic. I think he's a Baltimore native. And, you know, when we would go back to what used to be FedEx and stuff, or the Ravens, I mean, he just absolutely loves it. So I love Christian. He's been really in and out this year with the performances due to the injuries. If he played this weekend, I wouldn't be surprised. And if he does, then that's only going to help J.J. McCarthy.
Dallas Turner coming off his best game, 2 sacks. He's got a sack in three straight and 4 over that 3-game stretch. To Paul's point, Van Ginkle's back. He had a sack last week as well. On that D-line, speaking of guys from D.C., how's John Allen's year in Minnesota gone? He was here, as you know, from 17 to 24, was a fan favorite for a long time.
Well, it's if you just look at the box scores and if you look at moments that are big and you compensate veterans who are coming off season-ending injuries like Jonathan Allen and Javon Hargrave, and I've been fans of theirs from afar for since they came into the league. If you just follow it that way, it probably would be deemed as middling or below. But then when you get into the weeds of how Brian Flores runs this defense here, with the edge blitzes and the blitzes period being so important, I'm just not exactly sure if Jonathan Allen and or Javon Hargrave would do better in like a standard 4-3 as defensive tackles or three techniques, because I just know, you know, I mean, unless they're jaking it on the job, and if that's the case, then A, shame on them, and B, I wouldn't know that. But it just seems like there's a lot happening around them, and they get more attention than I thought. But Jonathan, for the most part, has been okay.
Paul Allen on G&D. You can see why I love Paul Allen. Not only, I mean, the when you're calling games, by the way, like, you call the games well, you bring the energy. This is going to sound like the Chris Farley bit where I just compliment you a bunch, but you'll drop in these random sayings every now and then where I'm like, what in the heck? Where did that come from? And it's with the game and with the flow, and I just love it. All right, last one on the defense really fast.
You're very nice. Thank you.
So Jaden Daniels comes back. He has had the lowest completion percentage in the league against the blitz this year. Luckily, Brian Flores never blitzes. The Vikings are blitzing at a 58% rate since their bye week, which is 20% higher than anybody else. So if you wouldn't mind, just give me a thought on, like, philosophically, the way they view the world defensively, and then if you're Washington, like, how you've seen teams combat that or what's worked and what hasn't.
Very good question how you layered that. The better teams that we've played over the last couple of years, they, like the Lions, all right, until we beat the Lions at Ford Field earlier this year, the Vikings had lost 5 of 6. When Ben Johnson was the offensive coordinator there, you know, and likewise with Sirianni in Philadelphia, it's there would be early stages in the game where you would think Jared Goff and Jalen Hurts have no chance. I mean, they just have no idea where it's coming from. But they basically take those jabs to avoid roundhouses, and then they get a beat on it, and they start attacking things. Then it's up to Flores to change. So last week, I hope the last game is not an outlier, because, you know, when you go to 4-7 and you play in the best division in the NFL and the playoffs are 1%, well, these games become human nature games where human nature gets to win too. And the last thing a lot of people want to do is rehab in the off season. So, you know, if you have a trained eye, you just watch things closely from here to the end. Well, it's one of two things happen. Either Flores was so diabolical in that Seattle game that he put Sam Darnold on his worst game of the year, or those guys were just dead set to not let their former quarterback go up and down the field on him, because Darnold came into the game with 11 sacks and he left with 15. Yeah, I mean, Flores, what he did to Darnold and that right guard, Anthony Bradford, should be a felony in 48 states. Now, is it because it was Darnold, or is it because they're full throttle still? I believe it's a combo, but it shades the way of the ladder, because Van Ginkle missed time, Grenard, who's the bomb, he missed time, Turner's getting hot, Blake Cashman is fantastic, averaging like 13 tackles a game during this losing streak. They still got guys going hard. When it comes to combating it, I mean, if you got a quarterback who can move and make a blitzer or an edge lose contain or miss, well, that's when they get in trouble.
Paul, have a great call. Enjoy your weekend. We're looking forward to getting out there. It'll be my first time to the new stadium. I was at the old Metrodome, so this will be cool.
My man.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
And please come to the Vox Box and say hello, if only for a fist bump. And thank you very much for having me. That was fantastic. And may God bless you and your family.
Well, I appreciate you, Paul. Be well. There's Paul Allen, the excellent broadcaster who's been calling Vikings games for years with us on Grant and Danny, scouting the opponent. A round of applause for Paul Allen. That's my guy right there. I get so steamed up. Justin Jefferson from Kirk Cousins, and it's a first down, Vikings. Darius, that exceeded all expectations.
I mean that was everything we could have hoped for.
That was so good.
I cannot believe how amazing that was.
People sleep, though. That's our guy. Me and Darius are always talking about Paul Allen. So when he texted me today saying PA was going to be on the mic, I was fired up. But whatever I expected, first of all, he just stops the interview to compliment you for 30 seconds. I
mean, believe me, that clip has already been sent to my email.
You had to feel good about that. And then he just cuts a promo for 20 minutes. That was a 10. I am psyched.
I don't even know how we continue the show at this point. I'm through the roof right now.
Luckily, we don't have to almost. It's almost over. But Paul Allen, boys and girls, let's do that again next week. We'll just every week on the show, we'll preview the Vikings game with Paul Allen. It's like, oh, the Vikings have the Dolphins on Sunday to talk about the game. Here's Paul Allen. All right, it's time for your player to lock in on for the Commanders this weekend. Sponsored by Baldino's Lock and Key. Your player to lock in on, Baldino's Lock and Key. Hometown security team for auto keys and fobs. Visit Baldino's.com. This is super lazy. I'll start Jaden Daniels. First start since he got hurt against Seattle. Obviously, all eyes will be on the starting quarterback, number 5 for your Washington Commanders. I'm also going to throw Terry McLaurin out there, though. McLaurin, last time out, looked like Terry again. He looked scary. That was a big game performance. 7 catch, 96 yards, touchdown, 14 targets, tied his career high. He was on a little bit of a pitch count, but because of how many plays they ran, which was 85, the most they'd run in any game since 2016 in London against the Bengals, another overtime game, he actually played a ton of snaps, even though his percentage was lower than it normally is. So for him to get out there and have the game he did, get into some football shape over the week at practice, hopefully he can make it back-to-back big performances, start stacking some games together here down the stretch. Going into last week, I think there were reasonably a lot of questions about Terry and kind of, you know, the shape he'd be in, the way he'd finish the year, how you felt about him going into the offseason, all these things. A lot of those go away with a performance like the one he had. And if you have 2 or 3 of those in the final 5 games, now you're just waiting for next year to start, because if he's healthy and he's got a full camp under his belt, he can go out and be a 75-catch, 1,100-yard guy again, and you don't have to worry much about it. Those are my players I'm locking in on, presented by Baldino's Lock and Key, your hometown security team for auto keys and fobs. Visit Baldino's.com. Final prediction for the game. Toby, I want to let you be Danny, although you don't have to pick them to lose and say they'll score 10 points like Danny would. But I will let you make a prediction as well as Danny Ruye in a moment. But I am picking the Commanders to win for the first time in several weeks. I know they haven't won in 2 months. I haven't expected them to, frankly. When you played Kansas City, even in Dallas, that was the last time I thought there was a good chance they might win because the Cowboys' defense was so bad. But really since then, over the last 6 games or so, I have not picked them to win. Miami was the only one that I liked their chances in. This is the best I felt. They're favorited on the road by 1.5. Jaden Daniels comes back. It's the healthiest they've been on offense all year. I don't love how much Minnesota's going to blitz, but I think you can hit them on a screen or 2 chunk yards. I like a tight end screen to Sinnott or Yankoff at some point to pop for 15 to 18 yards in a chunk. I like Bill or one of the running backs to hit something. Maybe catch them at the right time against the screen, against the blitz as well. I think Washington's offense is going to move it okay. I've got a 23-17 Commanders win over the Vikings in this game.
J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings get the ball at the end of the game. I'm trying to do this as Danny Ruye.
Oh, as Danny?
Yeah.
Okay.
J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings get the ball back with 2.5 to go. They drive it right down the field because Washington's defense is terrible. They punch it in the end zone. But it doesn't matter, because Washington's going to win 24-17.
Attaboy. All right, so we're both picking the Commanders. I don't know how to feel about that. It's been many, many weeks, but they are very much due. The Vikings, by the way, losers of 4 in a row and 6 of 7, probably feel similarly. I just think McCarthy, if he plays at the level he has recently, is going to give you a ton of chances defensively to impact the game with sacks, with interceptions. It doesn't even have to be a dominant performance. It just has to be a defensive outing where you're not giving up 27 or 30. And I don't see Minnesota having that club in the bag. You just heard Paul Allen say it. They have not scored a touchdown in going on two games. It's 6 points over their last couple of contests here, a shutout and a six-point outing. So 8 quarters without a touchdown for them at this point going back 3 games ago. Let's get you a Caps power play. The Capitals are as hot as Washington's football team is cold. They have won 6 in a row. They look for a 3rd straight in California to wrap up their West Coast trip tonight. A 10 o'clock East time here in DMV puck drop against the Anaheim Ducks. Tom Wilson is on a 45-goal pace for Washington. They are coming off of their best offensive outing of the year in a 4-goal first period, a 7-goal breakout. Ryan Leonard had 4 points and 2 goals. Alex Ovechkin scored 2 times. They became the first team ever to have a player as young as Leonard and a player as old as Ovechkin both score twice in 1 game, which is a pretty cool stat. Caps looking to continue what has been a hot stretch as of the end of their last game, the most points in the Eastern Conference. They do have some games in hand. That is your Capitals power play. You can hear the game on The Fan at 10 p.m. Linnell's got overtime coming up in just a couple of moments right here on The Fan, so you'll want to keep it right here for Lin Overtime. Remember, good sports night in and around the DMV, not just with late-night Caps, but also JMU's got a football game they got to have if they're going to keep their hopes for the playoff alive. Great slate on Saturday with conference championship games, and Sunday from Minnesota, the boys on the road, the G&D show in frigid temperatures, will be making the trek to an indoor stadium to watch the Commanders and the Vikings. Thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks to those of you that came out all day long here in Reston at the Craft House and to this fine establishment for their hospitality as well. For Metal Chris and Toby on site, Danny who's at GW right now, and our producers, Ryan and Darius back in studio. Grant Paulson saying so long. We will talk with you on Monday at 2 o'clock from Minnesota.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.